Can you just bow your heads and pray unto God? Just pray to God and say, Lord, speak to my heart today. Lord, I pray for a word from you. Lord, I have come to meet you and not meet man. Father, bless me with your word. Lord, I pray for myself that even as I speak, oh God, Lord, you will speak unto me. Lord, I pray that you will bless us individually. You will bless the church. You will manifest your glory in our lives. So God, Lord, take charge. Holy Spirit, I hide behind you and let your power move. Visit us in a special way, oh God. Visit us with your wisdom. Visit us with your power. Visit us with your glory. Let everything that needs to be taken care of urgently be taken care of today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Redeemer. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. First of all, I want you to join me to celebrate our angel in the house. Please join me to celebrate our pastor. Thank you so much, sir, for this opportunity again to share the word of God with God's people. God will continue to bless you and your household in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we have a word today that God wants to speak to us. I believe this is the month of upgrading our belief system, that God wants us to do better because there's something better that he has in store for us. And so it dropped in my spirit a word, overcoming limiting beliefs. Overcoming limiting beliefs. And so in the time that we have, we're going to look at how belief systems are formed, then why you need to upgrade, and how you can upgrade within the time that we have. So let's open our Bibles quickly to Numbers chapter 13, and we'll read from 31 to 33. I said I would give a charge with this word, so I'll just share that quickly before, as we're going to Numbers. You know, I was thinking recently that there's no time in heaven that God will look down on earth and say, I am shocked. And say, this problem is so difficult to solve. God cannot look down from heaven and look at your situation and say, praise God. Because he's a solution provider. Because he always knows what to do. And I believe that word is for someone today, that all things will work together for good for you in Jesus' name. Do not be afraid. Do not panic. God is on the throne and is turning everything around. Praise the Lord. So let's just go there to Numbers 13, verse 31 to 33. This is 14. Okay, it says, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Like Pastor would say, I don't know how they came out of their own sight and looked at themselves and said, we look like grasshoppers. This thing is hard. How did they come out of their own sight and say, we look like grasshoppers in our sight? And they said, so they were in their sight. Did they even enter the sight of the Anakites or Canaanites and also look at themselves? But it was a belief system. It was what they believed about themselves. And in the dictionary definition of belief, it's that it says an acceptance of a statement, that a statement is true or exists. Or it could mean trust, faith, and confidence in something or someone. But what I wrote down here from my understanding is that your belief system is what determines the possibilities in your life. Your belief system is what will determine if the word of God can be made manifest in your life. Because God will pass through your beliefs to make manifest his word in your life. It's like a funnel that if your belief system is able to receive, if it's open, then you can receive from God, and God passes through that funnel. But if you turn it upside down, you'll see that when you pour water or pour anything through the funnel, it doesn't pass through because there's a limiting belief. So even after we are saved, even after you have given your life to Jesus, and when you give your life to Jesus, God gives you a new spirit that is in contact with God, a new spirit that is born by the Spirit of God, your mind is not changed in that moment. There are still some beliefs, there are still some areas, there are still some things. Sometimes, even if you give your life to God immediately, you may not become prayerful the next day. You may not become someone that's hungry for the word of God the next day. But that belief system has to be changed by our communication with God. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. It is the right belief system that can make the glory of God manifest in your life. And the right belief system that will make the glory of God manifest in your life must be founded on the word of God. Right? The right belief system, the thing that will make the glory of God manifest in your life, must be founded on the word of God. I'll give an example. People tell me, friends tell me, before I got married, and even as I've gotten married now, praise the Lord, people would say, this marriage thing is very tough. I know I'm young in it, but God will help us in Jesus' name. People will say, this marriage thing, it's very tough. You don't know anything. This one, you know, they give it. I start to wonder, like, where is that in scripture? Where is it in the word of God? The word of God, the one I see there, it says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So my belief system is founded on that. The other part of scripture says it is not good for the man to be alone. So my belief system is built on that. That when I marry, it is now good. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. This is a very, very serious area, because it happened, like, even recently, as early as this week or so, a friend was telling me that, say, this thing is very tough for you. I have not seen anything yet. You have to. I said, no, it's not like that for me. It's very different. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So that is because of the foundation of the word of God. I know that marriage is hard work. You need to put a lot of wisdom into it. And these things come if you have the right belief system, and then God can give you that. So how's our belief system formed? Like, we see the children of Israel in this example we just read, that because the children of Israel had been in the land of captivity for over 400 years, and then they could not see themselves defeating or winning the Anakites, and they said they saw themselves as grasshoppers, because that's the life they had known. That's how their belief system had been formed. And so how our belief systems form? The first thing I wrote here is that your belief system can be formed based on prior experience, based on what you have known, based on what you have heard before, based on what you have seen around you, based on what prior experience. That's how belief systems are formed. There's a story of the fried fish. The story of the fried fish is such that a man got married, and every time the wife fried fish, she would cut off the head and cut off the tail and fry the middle. Anytime she fried fish, she would cut off the head, cut off the tail, and fry the middle. So the husband was wondering, why do you always fry fish this way? And, you know, he asked her one time, why do you always fry fish this way? And the wife said, that is how my mother has always fried it. Okay. Then they went to ask the mother, mommy, why do you fry fish this way? The mother said, that is how my own mother has always fried it. Praise the Lord. So they went to grandmama and said, grandmama, why do you fry fish this way? And grandmama said, my pot was very small, so when I want to fry the fish, I have to cut off those parts so that I can fry the fish. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So that belief system was passed on because of prior experience. And this is how things are put in families, that you can see some families where it's difficult for people to take risk because there's already a belief system that we cannot fail, we should not lose. We, you know, there's just that safety net that people want to put themselves in because of prior experience. Maybe someone had lost a huge amount of money due to an investment before. So it just passes on that belief that, you know, we have to be safe. We don't have to make any form of, we don't have to take any form of risk or make investments. Praise the Lord. Another example, another thing that builds our belief system is based on current information. Based on current information, what do you know now? What do you see now? The children of Israel, in this example, they saw the Anakites, that these people were giants. And based on that information, they processed it. And that was how they defined their belief system. So based on current information, based on what's around you, you can define your belief system in that way. Then the next one, the third one, final one, is based on your perception of the future. What do you think is possible? What do you think can happen here? Like, for example, if I say that Jesus House Toronto can take charge of Canada and bring the glory of God down in this land, how many of us can believe? Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So it depends on your perception of the future. If it's built on the word of God, then you would see it and know that, yes, God can really bring his glory down through us in this land of Canada. Praise the Lord. Let's read an example. Let's read something in John chapter 11, verse 21 to 25. John chapter 11, verse 21 to 25. John chapter 11, 21 to 25. This was Jesus going now to raise Lazarus from the dead. And when Jesus went, Martha ran to Jesus, the sister of Lazarus, and said, then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Then 23, Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Then Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. See, Martha said, just before Jesus, she said, I know that whatever you ask God, God will do it. She just said it. That she believes that Jesus can ask God for anything. Okay, then Jesus said, your brother will rise again. And then Martha said, I know that he will rise again on the last day. That means that she just said something, but what she said was different from what she believed in her heart. Because she just said, just a second ago, that I know that Jesus can ask God for anything. But then the next minute she said, oh, I'm not sure if we rise again, but maybe on the last day. Two contrary statements within a few minutes. Because why you must upgrade your belief system is because we rise and fall to the level of our belief system. We rise or fall to the level of our belief system. It's not even what we say. Because sometimes we say one thing, but yet to believe another thing. We say one thing, for example, I can use a job example. We say one thing, we believe that we are skillful. You believe that you know the job. You believe that you have all the skills. But when you see maybe the list of things that HR will put down the job description, you say, I'm not sure I'm qualified for this job. Or if you see the salary, you say, I'm not sure I can get this kind of job. I can't get this kind of pay yet. Because you are going to rise or fall to the level of your belief system. And this is what happened to Martha. Even though she had said it, that Jesus, I know you can do anything. I know you are great. But he said, I'm not sure my brother will rise again. So we have to check ourselves. We have to watch it. We have to believe that the word of God is our standard. The word of God should be the foundation for our belief system. Because if we want to rise to the level that God wants to manifest, the level of glory that God wants to manifest in our lives, then we must upgrade our belief system to the standard of the word of God, or to be on the foundation of the word of God. Praise the Lord. Another thing why you must upgrade your belief system is that God answers prayers by changing your belief system, or we can say that because God wants to do more through you. So why you must upgrade your belief system, why you must take care of this part of you, is because God wants to do more. There's something more that God wants to do through you. If you look at your life right now, you may feel like There's nothing that God should think. God does not care about you. There's nothing that God wants to do through you or something like that. But that's because of possibly your belief system, the current level that you're at. But there are times when you will get that nudging in your heart. There are times when you will get that nudging in your spirit that God wants to do more. But that more that God wants to do through you, your current level of belief system cannot take you to that level. So if you want to get to that level of what God wants to do through you, then you must upgrade your belief system. Because God wanted to take down the Amalekites, give the land to the children of Israel, but they did not see themselves at that level. And then they could not have that manifestation in their lives. When I say God answers prayers by changing our belief system, if you look at the Bible story of Abraham, God told him that, Abraham, you know what, you are going to be a father of many nations. But Abraham did not believe initially. But God had to take him out of that place and say, Abraham, look at the stars, so that Abraham can get the right perception. He can get the right belief system to know that this thing is possible. Because when Abraham looked at the stars and saw that it was innumerable to count, and then he knew that God can manifest his glory to that level through him. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So the current version, your current version cannot experience the level that God is taking you to except you change your belief system. Except you change your belief system. And this is very important, that if you know where God is taking you to, then you would upgrade and upgrade your belief system. Like if you look at the story of Joseph also, Joseph in the Bible, when Joseph had the encounter when he was young, Joseph had a dream about God was taking him somewhere. But when Joseph had that dream, Joseph could not interpret dreams. He could not interpret his own dream. That's why he was telling everybody about the dream, right? But as Joseph started to grow, then temptations came. Joseph could have committed fornication in the house of Potiphar. But because he knew where God was taking him to, because he knew where he was going to, Joseph was able to avoid that temptation and then upgrade his belief system. If you look later, Joseph now knew how to interpret dreams. And that was how God took him to the palace. Praise the Lord. The last thing quickly is that why you must upgrade your belief system. If you are not transformed, you would conform. If you are not transformed, you would conform. Romans 12 verse 2 quickly. Romans 12 verse 2. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. The Bible says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Saying that if you do not want to be conformed, you must be transformed. And it is when you are transformed that you can manifest the glory of God. I believe for someone here that God wants to do something great through your life. And is going to give you the wisdom today for you to be transformed, to manifest that glory in your family, in your nation, in your community, in the mighty name of Jesus. And this process of transformation, if you look at it, it is not passive. It is not something that can just happen. It is something that is very active and intentional. Growth in a spiritual, growth in your spirit is not something that just happens. Growth in your mind, renewing your mind, is an active process. This is the work that we have to do. Apostle Paul said, I labor in this grace. So there is a work that we have to do, and this work is profitable. Praise the Lord. This work is profitable. That when you are transformed, when you renew your mind, then you are able to express the perfect will of God. Then you are able to manifest that glory that God has prepared for you. And this is the work that we have to do. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. When I say you have to be transformed, I was thinking about this and thought that, you know, your belief system, one of the reasons for the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant is because of belief system. That in the old covenant, what God told them is do not, do not, do not. Many do nots. And because of many do nots and all these rules, their mind was always focused on sin. Like, they were always sin conscious. I don't want to sin. I don't want to do this. Do not, do not, do not. And with those do not, they were conformed. The sin became a stronghold over their minds. But in the new covenant, what God tells us is say, love God. Love God. He says, this is the one commandment I give to you. Love God and then love your neighbor. Because why? If you are loving God and your focus, your belief is now, your consciousness is now focused on God, then you are able to break the power of sin and live to the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So quickly, I'll just go to how can you upgrade. I just put three things down here. How can you upgrade? The first thing is understand conversational prayers. Understand conversational prayers. And this is one thing I also wanted to share today, that, you know, Christianity is not something that, it's not something that God is only concerned about us coming to church and worshiping Him and praising Him. God is concerned about your business. God is concerned about your family. God is concerned about your work. God is concerned about your education. Everything that you do, God is concerned about it. How do I know? The Bible says that even the very hairs of your head are numbered. So if God is so detailed to number the hairs of your head, then it means that He's concerned about everything that you do. And if He's concerned about that, then you have to have a conversation with God about it. And that's why you need to have what? Conversational prayers. I wrote there are three, I think there are three forms of prayer here. There may be more, but three forms of prayer. Is the first one is authoritative prayers. When you are praying, you can use your authority to declare things. You can use your authority to say, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this sickness is gone, or I pray that this yoke is broken, and all that. Luke 10 verse 19, Jesus said, I give unto you authority. So use your authority. When I felt in my spirit like God saying, use your authority, I was like, ah, God, do I have authority? Which one is use your authority? Yeah. But God has given us authority. Praise the Lord. And many times, if you do not use that authority, then that problem will linger. So use authoritative prayers. Then the next one is supplication prayers. Supplication prayers, we're asking God to intervene in a matter. We're asking for the hands of God to intervene in a situation. Supplication prayers. Then conversational prayers. This one is very important because this is how you get wisdom from God. This is how you get direction from God. And this can come in a place of prayer that God speaks to you. How can this happen? Praise the Lord. Prayer is not about a physical activity. Prayer is a spiritual activity. Prayer is not just coming to the presence of God and speaking some words. Prayer is when you come into the presence of God, you know that we serve a living God and God will also speak back to you. So when you pray, and you need to be sensitive in your spirit to know what God is saying. Especially when you need answers. If God has not made it clear to you what He's saying, then don't move. Wait until you understand what God is saying. So when you are praying and God gives you the wisdom, God gives you the insight, not just what anyone says, not just what prior experience says or what information you see around you, but you pray and then God begins to change you from the inside out. Praise the Lord. I want us to quickly read 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 to 10. 9 to 10. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 to 10. We'll just take this quickly then. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 and 10. It says, but as it is written, eyes had not seen. Because, let me just say this. Why I had to think, look for this scripture is that when I was thinking about this and, you know, I was saying, okay, what's the difference between what this Christian has access to and what the world, the people out there would teach you about belief system and say, oh, your belief system, you just need to read some books or do some things and change your belief system. What's the difference? And now this scripture explains that difference. This scripture, it says, but as it is written, I had not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love Him. He said, but the Spirit of God, but God had revealed from them unto us, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Because there are some things that eyes have not seen. There are some things that you may never get the answer to, except you pray to God and God gives you the answer through his spirit searching the deep things of God. And when the spirit of God searches the deep things of God, the answer will be deposited in your spirit. Then your mind has to be sensitive to pay attention to what the spirit of God is saying. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Then if you look at 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17 and 18 quickly. 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 3:17-18. Yeah, see, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom from fake belief system, from things that do not conform to God. He said, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, and changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the spirit of the Lord. Praise the Lord. That as we behold his face, as we stay with God in prayer, it starts to change us from inside. And that is how those belief systems are dealt with. The next point I'll just make quickly. God, based on prior experience, right? We talked about that. God who did it before can do it again. So another thing that we need to know to change our belief system is that if God has ever done something in your life, then you need to believe that the God who did something before can do much more again. We see that testimony in the life of David. David said, God did this one. He killed the bear. He killed the lion. So he's able to defeat Goliath. So when you look at your life and you see a testimony, then stand upon that testimony and say, God that gave me that first job would also give me this next job. God who provided for that first house will also give me the next house. Praise the Lord. Because of this, because of the principle of the seed, quickly, the principle of the seed is such that if you plant a seed, then that seed is going to sprout and bring many other seeds. So also, if you have a testimony in your life, the fruit for more testimonies is hidden within that seed of that first testimony. That's why the Bible says in Revelation 12 verse 11, say they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by what? The word of their testimony. Testimonies are really powerful, that sometimes you may not have known that there's a possibility of God doing something around you. You don't know. But then when you see that possibility in someone's life, then immediately you can tap into that and know that God can also do your own. Right? And there's a principle in physics. For the physics students, I just wanted to share that. I believe there are some physics students. Praise the Lord. There's a principle in physics called principle of excitation. That when an electron with a higher energy transfers energy to another electron with a lower energy, that electron is excited to a higher energy level. One electron passes energy, then the other one is excited. And this is how it also works with us. That when you see a testimony of someone, this is why we share our testimony, that somebody else will be blessed and that energy will be transferred. That faith will be transferred. And the other person will have faith to also have their own testimony. Praise the Lord. So you come to church for that, to get those kind of testimonies and blessings. Let's just round up with the final one I wrote down here. It says, fasting away from distractions. Fasting away from distractions. That sometimes you need to stay away from some things if you want to get some things from God. Matthew 17:21. Albeit, this will not go out except by prayer and what? Fasting. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We bless and give you praise. Just pray that God will expose any limiting beliefs in your life, that sometimes these things we do not even know them. Just pray, Father, expose any limiting belief in my life, oh God. Expose it and let me know. Help me, oh God, to break any stronghold of any limiting belief. Whether in the area of my health, whether in the area of my family, my marriage, my work, my business, my education, anything, oh God, Lord, expose and let every yoke in that area be broken. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down every stronghold. Lord, we pray that any stronghold of any beliefs in my life, in our lives, oh God, let it be exposed and broken in the name of Jesus. Any stronghold of sin, Father, we know that by your power today, it is broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For Lord, we thank and give you praise. We bless your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.